Good morning. Did you just vote?
I did.
Do you have a second to take a survey for the campus paper?
I actually don't. I'm
no
so
problem.
Sorry.
Problem. You can take it with you if you want.
Oh, cool. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you just vote?
Yeah.
Do you have a second to take a survey for the campus paper?
Yeah.
You can just scan the QR code here and take it with you. So.
Okay.
I spent the morning of Super Tuesday at the Eastern Michigan University Honors College handing out exit polls to voters. I also got a few people to stop and talk with me about their expectations for this election cycle. Among the people I interviewed, most were coming in for Bernie Sanders, but feelings about the 2020 presidential race overall were pretty mixed. May I ask who you voted for today?
Bernie Sanders.
Alas, Biden.
Bernie.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
I voted for Bernie.
I voted for Joe Biden.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
How confident are you that Bernie's coming out on top today?
80%.
I am pretty confident.
If everyone comes out to vote, pretty confident.
Not very confident, honestly, unfortunately.
I hope Bernie, but I think Biden.
I'll give you a percentage, like 70%.
I have a feeling that Biden's probably going to win in Michigan, but it feels good to at least get my vote out there.
If you could describe this election cycle in one word, what would it be?
Oh, terrifying. A little terrifying.
Non-repetitive.
Anxiety-producing. And that's two words, but anxious.
Stupid.
Divisive.
Roller coaster.
Messy. Chaotic.
Hopeful. I think it has been, you know, it's been long enough that we've been dealing with all of this bullshit, to be honest. And I think that I don't have anything else but hope for what's to come.
I talked to Dr. Beth Henschen, an associate professor of political science at Eastern Michigan University, to help me make sense of what's happening and what's next. She weighs in on why Biden won and why she believes Sanders is the wrong choice for those who want to beat President Trump in the upcoming election.
All right. Biden won Michigan.
Biden did win Michigan.
Biden
you
came
know.
Out on top.
Yes.
Thank you. So you were not surprised by either of those results?
No. But, you know, it's been a crazy election year already, and given what happened in 2016, I think anybody who is definitive about what's going to happen is a little crazy. You can't, you know, you never know until the voters come out. But what was striking, I think, about Michigan was that Biden carried every county, even the big university town counties. If I would have had to guess that Sanders would have taken something in Michigan, it would have been Washtenaw County.
I know you kind of have already said there's, I mean,
so
ultimately
sorry.
There's
yeah.
no telling, but
yeah.
to what extent do you think that Biden versus Trump is set in stone?
It's a wonderful question, and yes, you're right. You never want to say set in stone. This coming Sunday is a one-on-one debate between Biden and Sanders, and so you never know what might happen in the course of that debate. It's also the case that the delegates that they need, that the winning nominee would need in order to get the Democratic nomination, is 1,991, mm-hmm. and we're a long way from there. But the path ahead, so let's even say next Tuesday, the next round of states, those look pretty favorable, at least right now, for Biden. Now, Sanders is still pulling significant support from the Latino community. Ohio, it's always tough to predict. But the path ahead, and then I think the following week is Georgia. I think that's going to look very strong to Biden because he's really developing extraordinary support from the African-American community. And the fact that when Buttigieg suspended his campaign, Amy Klobuchar, Mike Bloomberg, and they all endorsed Biden, that's pretty much of an indication that the momentum of the Democratic Party is really going behind Biden. And then a couple of days ago when Kamala Harris and Cory Booker also came out in support of Biden, and none of the people who were initially running, none of them who have dropped out of the race have yet to endorse Sanders. I think that's telling, too.
I've been hearing very mixed things about this, so I'm curious to hear
mm-hmm.
what you think. Do you believe either candidate has a shot against Trump?
Yes, I do. I don't think Bernie Sanders does, because it would be And that's why I think you saw the president and his campaign for the last several months talking about they're trying to take this away from Bernie and hang in there, Bernie, don't let them take this away from you. And, you know, he would love to run against Sanders. That's when all the socialist labels would come out. That's when all of the they want to take your health care away from you and just give it to the government. I mean, you know, the ads write themselves, you know, that's a gimme, right? The reason that the Trump organization was sort of, you know, because they'd love to run against Bernie, and they see him as a much weaker candidate, and also the fact that that famous or infamous call to Ukraine was all about let's dig up dirt on Joe Biden, which led to President Trump's impeachment, was all about I fear Joe Biden as the candidate. And that's a pretty good indication that the early internal numbers of the Trump campaign were that Biden would be the most formidable opponent. So I do think now, given the last 2 weeks, which have been remarkable in terms of Joe Biden's emergence, right, and this momentum, the momentum can change, you know, but he's riding a wave of momentum that does seem like it's almost inevitable. And I think that we're seeing enough from the exit polls in the Democratic primary from voters who say their overarching goal is to beat Trump. What's contributing to their choice of candidate more than agrees with me on the issues is, can this person beat Trump? It's a different scenario than in 2016. In 2016, nobody really thought Trump could win, you know. And then he did win. And then most people have, over time, been rather horrified by his presidency. And so you're getting a lot of that vibe from voters saying, this is nuts, this is crazy, we cannot let one more year happen. So you know, a lot of people who maybe voted for Trump on a lark or stayed home in 2016 say, no, let's come back to normalcy. And there's nobody in the race that so exudes normalcy and back to what things were, even if it's not too exciting, than a former vice president who's been in politics for ever, and who does know every leader around the world, as he says, has been in, you know, various positions of leadership and exudes the sense of competence.
Finally, I ask her the same thing that I asked voters on the street. If you could describe this election cycle in one word, what would it be?
I don't suppose you're going to like this, but it's the word that comes to mind. Interesting. It's like a bad date, huh? I don't know. It's been interesting to just watch it unfold, you know?
Interesting indeed. The next round of primary elections will continue this Tuesday, March 17th, in Arizona, Illinois, Florida, and Ohio. The presidential election is set for November 3rd. As always, thank you for tuning in. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts and be sure to subscribe to be notified about future episodes. This has been the Eastern Echo Podcast, and until next Monday, this is Ronia Isabel Cabansug signing off.